Well, the region is continuing to deal with the first nor'easter of 2021. And joining us this morning with the latest is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. The nor'easter lingers on. That's right. Winds from the east, 3 days at least. Long duration event and a tremendous amount of snow all along the eastern seaboard. Of course, much more wet than white, as I've been saying, here along the South Shore.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it does not appear the South Shore got hit too hard, at least when it comes to the snow.
Too hard? There's no snow. It's amazing the way things are reported. The Mother Nature will do what it will do. It's interesting that yesterday marks an anniversary. It was on February 1st, 1885, that one of my predecessors, and it wasn't Punxsutawney Phil, it was Abbott Roach. He was an amazing guy. He grew up in Boston on Commonwealth Ave and built the Blue Hill Observatory, and that was the first observation, and there hasn't been a day since, war, depression, pandemic, that an observation hasn't been taken at the Blue Hill Observatory. 12.7 inches of snow. Compare that to nothing at all. Some slushy, wet snowflakes on Cape Cod, and just about an inch and a half at Logan. It really mounts up, though, as you get to the west very quickly. As we were saying yesterday, generally 6 to 9 inches around the northern parts of Route 128. Sharon reporting 7 inches, and the Metro South area, 2-3 inches of snowfall.
Now, how have the winds been so far? Is that going to be an ongoing concern for the South Shore?
It is, absolutely. And again, a nor'easter means strong northeast winds with a storm off to our south and east, high pressure to our north and west. They've been gusting on the order of 50, even 55 miles an hour along the coast. And that means a couple of things. The wind alone is a problem, of course. It can bring down tree branches and power lines, and just adds to the chill, causes problems in all kinds of outdoor travel plans at the airport. But also, it's driving the tides, and we have a high tide coming in just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, and this wind has been persisting, so the ocean, the Gulf of Maine, Massachusetts Bay is rising, and that's called a storm surge. That'll be 2.5 feet or so on top of the tide, and huge ocean waves, 20 feet or so. Some of that will be breaking onshore with beach erosion, and that comes in this afternoon around 1 to 3 o'clock. That's going to close local roads.
And how much longer do you think we're going to be dealing with this storm?
Well, again, it just goes on and on and on right through the day today, tonight, tomorrow. By the time we get through late tomorrow, the wind will be more of a northerly breeze and diminishing, and we can look forward to sunshine. Remember that on Thursday.
Alrighty, well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Rob. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to the observatory.
Happy birthday to the Blue Hill Observatory. Thank you so much.